keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach has dropped his federal lawsuit over health insurance subsidies for people who came to the U.S. illegally as children. Kansas led 19 states in filing a lawsuit last year. It challenged a Biden administration policy making more than 200,000 DACA recipients eligible for subsidized coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Kobach previously won a preliminary injunction in this case. The policy was rescinded back in August, so Kobach says a lawsuit is no longer needed. And the school's outgoing president for Emporia State University is gifting the university all the pay he has earned. ESU announced yesterday that President Ken Hush made a donation equivalent to his compensation over the past 4 years. That's more than $1 million.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
What if this was someone in your family that had a chronic illness that they could not get away from?
Millions of Americans live with a disease that has no cure.
And I was diagnosed with a rare form of sarcoma. The most immediate findings indicated that I should lose my leg, but it ended up taking 4 clinical trials in 25 years to get me to this point.
Cures are within reach if we invest in funding for life-saving medical research that's needed to find them.
But even if they're unsuccessful in my treatment, that they will have learned from my treatment, that will be able to allow others to stand on my shoulders to be able to be helped.
Join the fight for cures. Tell your elected representatives to support American medical research. Visit unitedforcures.org/action to send a letter today. Paid for by United for Cures Action.
At Beloit Elementary School, we are respectful, responsible, and ready to learn. During the month of December, we focus on the character trait of fairness. To be fair, you treat everyone equally. You make decisions without playing favorites, and you don't take advantage of others. When you are fair, you only take your fair share. You take turns and share. You tell the truth and play by the rules. This is Isabel Bailey, representing Beloit Elementary School, where character counts. Merry Christmas.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, this is your KD Country 94 weather forecast.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 65. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 35. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 42. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Right now, 45.
At Litton Insurance Agency in Beloit, they believe your insurance should fit your life, not the other way around. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, life, or more, their team listens first and then shops several well-known companies to find the best coverage at the best price for you. Stop by 121 North Mill Street or call 738-5128. That's 738-5128. Litton Insurance Agency. Let them help protect what matters to you most.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas head women's basketball coach Brandon Snyder and their staff signed 3 players during the early signing period in the Jayhawks recruiting class of 2026 is ranked number 20 nationally in ESPNW's top 25 class rankings. KU's class features 4-star forward Sydney Bryant and Brooklyn Wren alongside 3-star guard Molly Erstens. Bryant is ranked number 33 prospect in the class while Wren is number 71. And Erstens is ranked just outside the top 100 nationally. The trio is ranked as the number 20 class in the country, giving Kansas its second straight top 20 team ranking and its third top 25 class in the past 4 seasons. KU has the highest ranking recruiting class of the Big 12, and Bryant is the highest rated recruit signed by a conference team in the early signing period. Bryant is a 6'4 center out of Riverside, California, going to Centennial High School. Erskins is a 6-foot guard out of North Vernon, Indiana, going to Jennings County High School. And Brooklyn Wren is a 6'3 forward out of Sellersburg, Indiana, going to Silver Creek High School. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupe.
This is Delmer Rothschild with Lost Traditions Barbershop. This holiday season, I'm thankful for the Downs Housing Authority for providing quality housing for local people that are in need. Thank you for shopping local this holiday season. Thank you for shopping Downs. We couldn't do it without you.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
2026 postseason wrestling classifications have been released, and Class 4A 65 schools make up 40% of the schools in 4A through 3A. 3A through 1A makes up 99 schools. In a bit of a shock to me, Beloit will be in 4A, along with Abilene, Labette County, Andale, Atchison, Augusta, Baldwin, Beloit, Bueller, Burlington, Chanute, Chapman, Cheney, Clay Center, Clearwater, Coffeyville, Colby, Columbus, Concordia, El Dorado, Eudora, Fort Scott, Frontenac, Anderson County, Girard, Goodland, Halstead, Haven, Heston, Hiawatha, Hoisington, Holcomb, Holton, Hugoton, Independence, Iola, Kansas City, Bishop, Ward, Winfield, Wellsville, Wellington, Wamego, Ulysses, Towanda Circle, Topeka, Hayden, Tonganoxie, St. George, Rock Creek, Bishop, Miage, Nemaha Central, Scott Community, Santa Fe Trail, Rose Hill, Pratt, Perry, Lecompton, Parsons, Paola, Ottawa, Osawatomie, Nickerson, Mulvane, Meriden, Jefferson West, McPherson, Marysville, and Lewisburg, along with Smoky Valley, Larned, and Prairie View. Day 3 of the Amos Morris Classic in Russell will have Sylvan Lucas and St. John's Tipton in the semifinal game on the girls' side and boys' side. The girls will play Sylvan Lucas at 6:30 p.m. tonight in Russell. On the consolation side, Russell will play Phillipsburg at 3:30 p.m. at Russell High School on the girls' side. In the boys' bracket, Sylvan Lucas will meet St. John's Tipton at 8 p.m. in the semifinal, and Russell will play Phillipsburg in the consolation side at 5 p.m. Coach Leah Bergman says the whole reason for going to a tournament like this in Russell is to get away from NPL teams. She was surprised when both boys and girls teams from Sylvan Lucas won on Monday, and now she sees a NPL matchup in the semifinals. Even though they went to a different tournament and got matched up on the same side as NPL Sylvan Lucas, she's ready for battle with her team in the semifinals tonight against the Mustangs.
Yeah, we're excited. Yeah, we went to Russell to play some different teams. Last year, I think we played Sylvan at this tournament. We ended up seeing them three times that last year, and so it's always tough to play teams that many times just because you know, you just learn tendencies of players and teams, and it's just hard to beat a team three times. It's hard to play a team three times. And so that's one of the reasons we went to that tournament, is just to see less of our league teams and just kind of challenge ourselves. But like you said, we'll play whoever we need to play. Hopefully we can get a win and go on to the championship game on Saturday.
St. John's Tipton boys beat Phillipsburg 74-45 on Monday night to advance to today's 8 p.m. matchup with NPL foe Sylvan Lucas, who had a buzzer beater by Lane Brokish, the sophomore, in beating Russell by one. Coach Lance Bergman said he likes the team's 2-1 record, and he's been playing a lot of kids. It'll be a huge test tonight against Sylvan Lucas, but playing a lot of kids means playing a lot of minutes and getting more and more acclimated to what he wants them to do this year.
We watched them on film, had some game plans that we wanted to execute, things like that. Came out, got up early, and kind of let them hang around. We went into halftime, you know, up 10. And if you'd seen my face walking in, you'd think we were down 10. I was a little frustrated. I was upset because we weren't executing. I knew that we were kind of, you know, just letting them hang around, and we shouldn't have been, because we were playing some good basketball. We were just making a lot of mistakes. You know, we shot well. I can't remember the percentage, but it was like 70% from the field overall. We were getting good baskets. We were getting to the basket. We weren't settling for bad shots. We weren't in transition. We weren't forcing up shots. We were taking the correct shots. We're making extra passes, and then the second half we came out and we played a really good basketball game in the second half. I mean, we executed well. We defended even better. We made a few changes, talked about the things that we talked about before the game, and just said, hey, let's come out and execute these things and do what we're told, and let's see what happens. And we did a nice job. I think Edward ended up with 30. Really likes playing Russell. I think he went 41 against them last year. So did a nice job there. Also, Gabe shot well again. That really helped us. Dom played awesome inside. You know, he's been doing a nice job inside, giving us a post presence in there. Ravy hit two shots early. One was called for goaltending, and then the next one he made, he seen it go in. He scored the first 4 points, and that just kind of really allowed him to relax, kind of be the player he needs to be. I thought Grant Goodacre did a nice job of not forcing any shots, taking the shots that came to him. Handled the ball extremely well, played really good defense. And, you know, like I said, Gabe and Edward led in scoring, but the other guys did a great job. And then Greg Walter played phenomenal off the bench. I mean, came in the first quarter, and we kind of went on a run with him. I took him out, and I never did really get him back in the second quarter. And so going into half, I was talking to myself, like, why didn't I get Greg back in? We were playing well with him. Well, in the second half, I made a point to make sure that when we played with him, we went a little bigger, you know, and that really seemed to be pretty effective. So it was just kind of something nice to see, some things to learn. We still got a couple kids off the bench that, you know, haven't quite, one of them in John Mick that hasn't made it back from an ankle injury yet. So we're hoping he can come back soon and just add a little more height and athleticism to our lineups.
The Osborne Lady Bulldogs will play Hoxie tonight at 6 p.m. in the semifinals of the Purple and Gold Classic at Waukini. The winner of Osborne Hoxie on the girls' side will play in the championship game on Saturday at 6 p.m. against the winner of Hodgman County Leota tomorrow night. On the boys' side, it will be the Hoxie versus Osborne boys on the consolation side at 4:30 today.
At SMC Concrete and Construction, they don't just build, they solve your toughest problems. From efficient grain storage and handling systems to reliable building solutions, they provide the complete construction package that keeps your operation running smoothly and profitably. Whether it's maximizing storage capacity, improving operational efficiency, or designing the perfect building for your business, they're here to get it done right. With trusted brands like Sukup, AGI SureTrack, Wick, and Varco Pruden, they've got experience and the tools to handle your toughest challenges. SMC Concrete and Construction, they don't just build, they provide the solution. Call 781-4383 or visit smckansas.com.